Purdue suspends 36 students for attending party. By Tom Sikata on August 21, 2020. Purdue University suspended 36 students on Thursday for attending a large social gathering. The university claims that the students failed to follow the Protect Purdue plan, which was designed to mitigate the spread of Wuhan coronavirus on campus. According to a local news report, Purdue University suspended 36 students on Thursday for attending a party. The students were reportedly gathered at an event hosted by the Circle Pines Cooperative, a fraternity-like organization that is associated with Purdue. In a statement, Purdue University said that the students violated a set of policies that were designed to mitigate the spread of coronavirus on campus. The university claimed that even one party can spread the virus throughout campus. Purdue University has been clear and consistent with our messaging to students about the Protect Purdue plan and the expectations they would need to follow if they made the decision to be on campus this fall. Unfortunately, everything we have done, the months of planning to give our students the opportunity to continue their educational pursuits in person, can be undone in the blink of an eye, with just one party or event that does not follow the rules and guidelines. The university acknowledged that it is appropriate for students to crave social interaction, but they encouraged students to seek out lower-risk activities until the pandemic subsides. We will continue to call upon our entire university community, faculty, staff, and students, to honor and embrace all aspects of the Protect Purdue plan in order to help us all meet our collective health responsibilities. We are social creatures and yearn for human interactions and engagement with one another. No one is denying that. We are just asking that we put on hold large gatherings in confined spaces until this global pandemic can be better understood and controlled. Until such time, students must find lower-risk activities in which to connect with one another or run the risk of a code violation. Under standard university procedures, sanctions will be determined during a hearing with administrators. The 36 students that were sanctioned are entitled to appeal their suspensions during the hearing. Breitbart News reported this week that the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and the University of Notre Dame suspended in-person classes after student gatherings caused a spike in positive coronavirus cases. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.